Das soll sich in der Woche gestern schlagen, wenn wir hören, wir sagen, dass wir uns sagen, hey, vielleicht mal, maybe we can make a proof for Rav Onan, that the Shechita of a Mumma with regard to Avodah Zarah is a valid Shechita. The Pasuk says that when the Yehud went into hiding, the Irvim would bring bread and meat in the morning and in the evening. Rabbi Yehuda and Rav said the meat was taken from Achav's butchers. We see that the Yehud ate from the Shechita of Achav's people. Rav said, that's not a valid proof. And maybe since it was done by the word of Hashem, it's different. Ravina said that the Arvim referred to in the Pasuk are actual raven birds. Rav Adda Bar Menume asked him, maybe refers to two people whose names were Arvim. Ravina said it's highly unlikely to say that there were two people who each had this unusual name. Rav Adda said maybe Arvim was a place that the people where these two people came from. Ravina said if that was the case, the Pasuk would have said Oirvim, not Arvim. Okay, Feknumar Vaita. Maybe we can bring a proof from a Bryce. The Bryce says everyone Meshecht, even a Kuti, even an Oral. And even a Yid was a Mumer. Now, what's the case of the Oral? It can't mean that someone who didn't get a bris because all his brothers died from getting a bris, because such a person is a full-fledged Yid. Obviously, he can check. Rather, it must refer to a Yid who's a Mumer with regard to Mila. Based on this, it must be that the Tana holds that just because a person is a Mumer for one area doesn't mean he's a Mumer for all other areas of the Torah, which is why he may shecht. Now, when the Brisa then mentions a Mumer, what type of Mumer is it referring to? It can't be referring to a Mumer for particular Avera because that was already covered for in the case of the Mumer for Mila. Rather, it must be referring to one who is a Mumer regarding Avodah Zarah, and we therefore see that the Brisa supports Avana. And with the Gemara, this is not a valid proof. It may be that a Mumer regarding Avodah Zarah may not shecht, since we have learned that the Avera of Avodah Zarah is so chamor that accepting an Avodah Zarah is like rejecting the entire Torah. The Braisa is instead referring to a Mumer for eating the Vela Leteyoven, and the Braisa that allows him to shecht is following the view of Rava. For the Gemara, Braisa says, the Pasuk of Mikem teaches to exclude a Mumer from being allowed to bring a carbon. Bryce then says that we see from here that the Rabbanan said that we accept Karbanos from the sinners of Klal Yisrael to try to get them to do the tshuva, except for a Mumer who pours wine to avoid the Zara and one who's Mechalal Shabbos publicly. Now, the Bryce first excludes a Mumer who is from being allowed to bring a Karban and then says that we do accept Karbanos from sinners. We have to say that at the beginning it's talking about a Mumer for all of the Torah, and the middle part is talking about where he was a Mumer for one particular matter. However, the Bryce then owns off and excludes a Mumer again. This can't be referring to a Mumer for all Kal Torah Kula because that's dealt with in the beginning of the Bryce. It can't be referring to a Mumer for one matter because that's dealt with in the middle of the Braisa. Rather, it must be that the Braisa is saying that we accept Karbanos from a Mumer to one matter, except if he's a Mumer for pouring wine to Avodah Zarah, being Mechal Shabbos Pefer Hesia, those are different. We see from over here that a Mumer for Avodah Zarah is considered to be a Mumer L'chol HaTorah Kula to Yufta of Rav Onan. Another Braisa says that the source for not accepting Karbanos from a Mumer is the Pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz Ba'asoyso, which teaches that one who is a Mumer would not bring a Chatos if he does an Aver B'Shoigek. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yosi, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, said we don't need that Pasuk for that, because we dash in another Pasuk to teach that only someone who would stop from doing the Avera, if he knew that he was doing the Avera, brings a Chatos for doing that Avera. A person who would not stop does not bring a Karban. Rabbi Nuna said the difference between these Shitas would be one who was a Mumer to eat Chelet, but who mistakenly ate Dam. The Tanakam would hold that he considered to be a Mumer regarding blood as well, and therefore he cannot bring a carbon. Rav Shimon Yosi and Rav Shimon would hold that since he would stop eating blood if he knew what he was doing, he would bring a carbon for having eaten blood. In any case, we see that the Braisa uses a different source for the exclusion. Every Gemara, one pasuk teaches to exclude the Mumer from bringing a chatos, and the other teaches regarding an oilo. Both are needed. If we would only be taught that he is excluded from a chatos, we would say that this is so only because it brings a kapara, and it makes no sense for him to get a kapara when he will knowingly be doing the aver again. But to bring an oilo, which is a gift to Hashem, maybe we'd accept it from him. If we were only taught that regarding an oiler, we would say that we don't accept that from him because he's under no obligation to bring the carbon. However, chatas, it is obligatory for him to bring, and therefore maybe we do tell him to bring the chatas. Therefore, we need both psukim. Fact number, the Braisa mentioned above said that the words of min habehema teach to exclude a person who is like an animal and that he does not keep the mitzvahs. The Gemara now asks, we find there, Yehuda, the name of Rav Dashan's word behema elsewhere to refer to a person with superior qualities. And for the Gemara, the pasuk Dashan by Rav says, Odom u'behema, where the pasuk Darshan by the Braisa only says behema. Fact number, a pasuk says zera odom v'zera behema, and yet Darshan's this as an inferior way to refer to amaratzim. And for tomorrow, the words odom and behema are separated over there, and that's why it's different. Zokmar vaiter of Chanan, the name of Yaakov bar Idin, the name of Yishu Malevi, the name of Akapor said, Rav Gamliel is based in voted in Paskin that the shechita of Akuti is osur. Rav Zera asked Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, maybe you heard that they Paskin this way only when there was no Yid who was there during the shechita? Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi said, if there was no Yid standing there, there'll be no need to Paskin that the shechita is osur. Rather, it must be that they Paskin this way even when there was a Yid who was there. Accept this or not? We find that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak in the name of Rav Asi said that he saw Rav Yochanan and Rav Asi each eat from the shechita of a kutir. Rav Zera wondered whether they knew that of the decision of Gamliel's bezin and disagreed with, or maybe they just never knew about it. Rav Zera said it must be that they knew a bit about it and disagreed with it, because if we say that they didn't know, but they would have agreed to it had they known, that would mean that they inadvertently ate usher meat. We find that Hashem protects even the animals of tzaddikim so that they don't eat usher things. So surely Hashem would not have allowed these great tzaddikim to eat usher meat. Therefore, it must be that they knew about it and disagreed with it, which is why they held that it was not usher. Was not usher to eat this meat. Now, if Rabbi Zera did not accept what Rabbi Yaakov Yehudi said, he could have answered Rabbi Yochanan and Rasi ate from a shechita that was watched by a yid, whereas the psak of the bezin was for a shechita that was not watched from a yid, by a yid. From the fact that he didn't answer this, it must be that he did accept what Rabbi Yaakov Yehudi said.